newcomers dominate the new NXT. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, September 15th, 2021. This update is brought to you by The Wrestling Mayhem Show. Check out the new episode right now, wherever you get your podcasts.
WWE.
The launch of the rebooted NXT 2.0 saw a bunch of fresh faces and the crowning of a new NXT champion. Tommaso Ciampa pinned LA Knight last night to win a four-way for the vacant title. That also included Pete Dunne and Von Wagner, the son of Wayne Bloom. He was added to the match after Dunne and Ridge Holland attacked Kyle O'Reilly backstage and knocked him out of the match. Last night's show ended with Ciampa having a backstage stare down with another newcomer, Bron Breakker. He's the son of Rick Steiner. Breakker opened the show with an impromptu match against LA Knight, and Breakker got the win, pinning Knight with a power slam. A new tag team debuted last night, Josh Briggs and Brooks Jensen. He's a recent signee who is the son of Bull Buchanan. They lost to Imperium's Marcel Bartel and Fabian Aichner. Carmelo Hayes now has a friend watching his back, Trick Williams, and together they beat up on Duke Hudson. Trick is Matrick Belton, a recent signee to the PC with a football background. Another debut last night, Ivy Nile. She showed up as part of the Diamond Mine. Nile is Emily Antzoulis, who signed with WWE after she competed on NBC's The Titan Games. We got a vignette for yet another newcomer, Tony D'Angelo. That's Joe Areola, a former amateur wrestling standout at the University at Buffalo. D'Angelo was shown walking the streets of Chicago, and it appears he will portray a very Italian character. Hit Rose B-Fab made her NXT in-ring debut with a win over Katrina Cortez. Mandy Rose, Gigi Dolan, and JC Jane beat Saray, Kaden Carter, and Casey Catanzaro. Rose pinned Carter after a running knee strike. The wedding of Indy Hartwell and Dexter Lumis went off basically without a hitch, and Lumis spoke on NXT TV for the very first time. That clip from last night's NXT. The NXT women's title match promoted for last night between Raquel Gonzalez and Frankie Monet did not happen.
AEW.
Tonight's AEW Dynamite is at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. Just added to tonight's card, Jon Moxley and Eddie Kingston versus 2.0. Adam Cole will make his AEW in-ring debut against Frankie Kazarian. Also tonight, Darby Allin versus Sean Spears, Jade Cargill versus legit Layla Hirsch, Bryan Danielson will address the AEW champion Kenny Omega, and CM Punk will be a special guest commentator. AEW announced on Tuesday that it's returning to the Chicagoland area for a live Dynamite at the Wintrust Arena on November 24th. Last night's AEW Dark was the first with matches recorded at Universal Studios in Orlando. Orange Cassidy, Chuck Taylor, and Wheeler Yuta beat Jorah Joel and TH2. Cassidy pinned Joel with the Orange Punch. On last night's NWA Power, Aaron Stevens and Kratos beat El Rudo and Jamie Stanley to advance in the tag title number one contenders tournament. Major League Wrestling announced Bobby Fish will make his MLW debut at the Fightland show in Philadelphia on October 2nd, and Fish will be a participant in the Opera Cup tournament. Also confirmed for the Opera Cup, Lee Moriarty. Jake Atlas, who was recently released by WWE, tweeted Tuesday that he's, quote, stepping away from wrestling completely right now, end quote. He said it's due to mental health concerns. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, September 15th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.